Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
534, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I have not forgotten. And I refuse to be part of a process that allows people to forget. I'm not asking you to break down in tears today, but I am asking you to remember what really happened and why it happened and how it happened and to whom it happened. You got to remember this stuff. Got to remember this stuff. And we chatted with Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard a couple of moments ago, talked about his deployment as a captain in the United States Coast Guard up to New York City and patrolling the Harlem River. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, was with us a little bit earlier talking about his response to Ground Zero. Tim Bending is joining us, and Tim is one of us. He's a local guy, and he's got a very, very real connection and very important story. You may remember he was with us last year. And I am happy that he's agreed to come back with us this year, share his story again. Tim, thanks for being here.
Jeff, wow. It feels like it's been forever. Thank you so much. You know, I always, you know, I'm a huge follower of yours, but thank you so much for, you know, doing what you do is think about these people who just ran to these buildings, you know, firefighters, EMS, police, all the like. Just the fact that you continue the legacy of their legacy, that's impressive to me. So I just wanted to say before we get into anything, thank you.
Well, that's very kind. That is very, very kind. Tim, remind everybody who you are and what your connection to 9/11 is.
Absolutely. First, again, thank you so much. I love your listeners as well. You know, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're a conservative city, but yet we're, you know, the city is progressing into the green, you know, pastures, if you will. We're really trying to change, but it's a very tight-knit community. And part of my, you know, adulthood was trying to decide what I wanted to do in my life. And it's always had a propensity to help people. So I got into EMS. I became a pre-hospital service provider, riding an ambulance, if you will. And I've done that most of my adult life. I'm still certified. I still actively work helping people when need. But that day when it happened, like all of us, we were glued to our TVs. And a buddy of mine who just got his certification, I'll make it really quick, Jeff, he just got his certification in the mail the day before the terrorist attack there. And we went to breakfast that morning on 9/11. And after breakfast, we got back to my house, and I had a TV on for the dogs. In short was, we witnessed what all of the world witnessed, those planes going into those buildings. And when Katie Couric said, you know, oh, my God, what do we just witnessed? How many thousands of people were trapped? Jeff, I knew right there and then, sir, as I told you prior, we stopped what we were doing and got in that vehicle, and we went to New York, and we were put to work as search and rescue.
Oh, let everybody know. I mean, what are we talking about? It's not like you said, hey, it's right down the street. We'll be good. We'll stop at the Wawa on the way. You're driving a huge distance, and you were... Correct me if I'm wrong. Were you not driving? Was it an ambulance?
That's right. It was an ambulance as well as a wheelchair van that we didn't know what to bring. We loaded up our vehicles with any type of, you know, rescue equipment or any equipment that we had within the station. I wasn't part of that unit, believe it or not. I knew they were a volunteer service called White Oak Rescue Service in White Oak, Pennsylvania. I didn't know anything about them. I just approached them because of what happened. I said, look, I need to go. I need to be there. I'm paid for everybody's time, everybody's, the ambulance, the gas, everything. I liquidated my little bit of savings that I had, and we went. And the idea is we went lights and sirens. We rode hot. And yeah, even though you're not supposed to, we did anyways because we thought, we need to be there. I needed to be there. So selfishly, I pushed this group, though overwhelmingly, Jeff, they wanted to go as well. Okay. But we went lights and sirens. We got there at 4 a.m. and we signed up. But as I mentioned, and just a real quick side note, we are actually 4,002 on the volunteer list. And immediately, sir, after, you know, thinking about that whole drive to New York, what we would be witnessing or getting involved in, I was deflated immediately. And I explained to this command officer, I said, please, sir, you don't understand. We're from Pittsburgh. We're a tight community. I need to be here. I need to be here. So in short was he said, if you take all this equipment down, all this medical equipment that was by him in Ground Zero, and you set up Ground Zero triage, we'll let you go down. Well, I got emotional. I started crying because we knew, and I close it at this, we knew we were going down to sacred ground. And that's really how we got down in there, by this command officer allowing me to plead my case. Even though I say this, Jeff, to you before, on the right-hand side going into Ground Zero, you would see hundreds and hundreds of ambulances with crews, full crews, right, waiting to be utilized. And unfortunately and sadly, they were never to be utilized because, well, most of, if anyone, all perished.
Yeah, I mean, it changed so quickly from a rescue operation to a recovery operation, and just
relatively quick. I mean, you figure I got there at 4 a.m. By that next daylight, as we were, you know, search and rescuing, you know, my job was to go into the parking garages, and there were vehicles that were, you can see them all trying to escape. They're all trying to leave the parking garage. Yeah. But unfortunately, the way the building came down, the fuel that was, you know, that ignited there, you know, our job was to put a mark on the vehicle there where there was a body of some sort.
Tim Bendig is joining us. Tim, here we are. We're 23 years later, and
wow.
I'm listening to you tell this story, and it's like you were there last week. I would imagine seeing it up close, as personal as it was, this is with you forever. You know that, right?
I can tell you that as telling the story, I am there telling it. I don't know if that makes sense to you or to your listeners, sure, but while I'm telling this story, you can see my chills on my arm because I can still smell it. I can still hear the signs, the sounds. I can hear the sirens. You know, we told this before, Jeff, how the hard part for me was, and I want to highlight this. The heart, and this is emotional for us, what we have to witness. It's not about just digging people out of the rubble, sir. This was when you first arrived, you see the smoke, you see the flames, you know, it's burning your eyes, you're vomiting because of the smell in the air. But you hear these pagers going off, sir. You hear these cell phones going off. And every day, each day we were there, it got less and less and less. And to that very, and you knew it. It's almost like you were counting them down in your head, you know, unconsciously. And then what happens is you look at it and you hear that last cell phone, that last pager of someone's family member calling. That was hard for me. That was very hard for me to hear that last phone call.
Tim, I don't know what to say except thank you. Thank you for what you did then. Thank you for joining us again today to remind
people. It's an honor.
Well, it's our honor.
Truly, Jeff, look, I know you have listeners. I know people call in, but I'm telling you, and I'll end it with this, sir. I'm telling you from a listener of yours, a fan of yours, if I may, but I'm also telling you from a human being that by you each year, and even throughout your year, I know you mentioned things as well, but I know that you have a focus point because you genuinely care about the survivors, about us medics and EMS and police. And that's why I tell your listeners, you know, EMS, you know, the 911 has an EMS fund now that's been approved by the government. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
And I say this, my partner who went with me, sir, just expired a few months ago. We're still waiting to find what the outcome was of how he passed away. But, you know, we were exposed to all those toxins. So the guy that who got his patch that day, we went to Ground Zero, never worked another day in EM, never had the opportunity because it was too much for him. And unfortunately, he just succumbed to, to this, tragedy, unfortunately. So it's very touching, sir. So anyway, thank you so much for just being who you are.
Well, thank you, Tim. God bless you, my friend. That is Tim Bendig, a story like, I was going to say like none other. But what did Tim tell us? They were number 4,002 on the list of volunteers. It was a story like a lot of others. And that's the important part here, like a lot of others. Remember where we were, who we were, what we thought on September the 12th. It's 5:44, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.